I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Recently, two missionaries supported by Christian Aid Mission were expelled from a tribal village in Mexico. Many tribal villages ban religious teachings, making it hard to reach people with the gospel. Christian Aid's Luis Haneo explains.
The Mexican government many years ago recognized that their identity is not really Mexican, but that they have their own culture, their own language, their own national identity. So the government allows them to have a certain flexibility and to have their own what they call customs or their own traditions and their own even sort of laws.
Over the years, these missionaries have connected with villagers who even now want to learn more about Jesus. Please pray the Lord would protect the missionaries and new believers, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And World Mission recently started their first Zoe Waters project in Bangladesh. There are a lot of rivers and streams in the country, so it might seem odd for a water project. But World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
It's not so much an issue of access to the water. The issue is that the water is just filled with bacteria and E. coli and cholera, typhoid, all kinds of bacterias and viruses and so forth that literally are killing people.
World Mission is providing villages with clean water filters, digging wells, and giving treasures to share the gospel. Kelly says ministering to people in Bangladesh is high priority because only 1% are Christian. Giving water is one of the best ways they can show Jesus' love in a tangible way. To help start more projects in Bangladesh with World Mission, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.